Blog Talk Radio.
Hi.
Hello, friends.
All right, so I am Smarty, and that's Hallie, and we're here doing this damn thing.
We're here for you.
We're here for you because both of us want to be lazy right now, so it's all about you guys. So for those of you that are listening on the internet, you do have an extra chance to win tonight if you're listening on the call-in line versus on the internet. So if you would like to be on the call-in line, you can call in at 646-721-9689, or you can also Skype in if you're outside of the United States. So either one of those options is fine, but the call-in number again is 646-721-9689, and again, you will have an extra chance to win if you're on the call-in line versus listening online.
I'm in the call-in line, so I have a chance to win. What up, motherfuckers?
Well, I'm your best friend, so you already kind of won.
Oh, really?
And I just told somebody today that I wasn't going to be like that, but I can't even help it. Like, I would give you guys some of my self-esteem if you needed some, just so you know, because I'm full of it. Okay, so we actually have a lot of people that are already on the call-in line. So if you are online and you would like to get on the call-in line, you only have a few spots left to claim. So first, let's give Hallie her proper amount of time to talk about the fact that her team won the World Series last night. So let it out, Hallie.
Well, my team won the World Series last night, and I've been sick for like 4 days, and I'm still kind of sick. And guess what? Somebody drained my bank account. So a lot of bad things happened, but also we won the World Series, and I'm going to a parade tomorrow. So I guess we're okay.
And I'm going to be an adult and stay in Texas, even though I want to drive to Kansas City tomorrow. I'm not going to do that because I'm adult and I have adult things that I have to do. But I don't know. Ask me tomorrow and I might change my mind. Oh, yeah. How cool is that they let all the kids out of school so that they can go to the parade for the Royals in the World Series? That's pretty awesome.
Cool.
Okay, pretty so cool. Hallie went to the store the other day. She wakes up, she's sick, she has been sick all night, and then she finally gets up the energy to get up and go to the store to get some NyQuil. So she swipes her card, and the lady's like, your card's been declined. And so, of course, she gives that crazy look like, what the fuck, where's my money? And so she checks it out, and she's been robbed blind by someone who lives in California, and they're buying food, paying their bills. And
makeup.
The worst part is they're buying makeup, and Hallie loves makeup.
They use
I told her that was so messed up.
Makeup and lingerie and steak dinners. And that paid a bunch of their bills. I'm so mad. Because I was like, I'm not balling or anything, but I got enough of this NyQuil. But it's funny, though, because they shut it off because of suspicious activity. But they didn't shut off their purchases. They shut off mine. I don't live in California.
Not the people who stole the card.
God.
Never mind all those charges for the last all your life from Missouri, but the ones from California, let those slide.
Those are good. Those are good. So then when I did what anybody would do, I called Bank of America, and I got a recording.
I thought
you were
going to say you called your dad. Because that's what I
did,
though.
I did call my dad. I called my dad.
After I checked my account and I saw shit that shouldn't be there, I probably would have called my dad before I called the bank. Like,
I did for real, though.
I need this NyQuil.
That's exactly what I did. I just skipped that part because I thought it made me look like a child. But, I mean, I didn't have any cash.
No.
And all my money was in the bank.
Thank you. When all my money's gone and I'm sick and I'm standing in Target. No, I don't need to talk to the lady at the bank because you're not going to give me money right now.
Right? And I was, like, feeling victimized because I was like, I've been in bed all day and I got up just now to get some NyQuil and some cold medicine because I want to watch the World Series. And so I called my dad and we figured out how I could get some NyQuil real quick. And then I called Bank of
called
America.
Me. Oh, okay.
Yes, I called Bank of America. And they said that they can't do, or first of all, they told me that I needed to wait until Monday during business hours. So I'm like, so we're going to allow this person to continue to use my account because it's not business hours. So
you can't, but they can.
Right. I can't buy fucking NyQuil, but they can buy some lingerie and makeup. Thank you. So I went on Twitter, and it pissed them off that I called them out. So then they called me immediately, and I shut off the card. I still haven't been able to say they're fraudulent charges because they're still processing.
So until they've gone all the way through,
until they've actually taken
the
money. Yeah, and it's weird though because like with the credit card, you can immediately say they're fraudulent. And that's
right.
Not your money. But what's in my account is my money. And I have to wait until
it's so true. That's so true. So basically the credit card company is like, oh no, motherfucker, you're not taking our money. But then the bank
right.
is like, well, that's your money, so we'll deal with it after it processes.
Right. And then I went to get a temporary card today. I don't know why, because it's not going to work. And the lady was like, so what have you been doing since your bank account's on hold? And I said, what do you mean? She said, how are you buying gas and stuff? I said, I'm not. And she said, have you thought about getting a credit? No, I don't want a credit card from you. You guys are the ones that are helping me. I don't want shit from you but my money. Thank you. She just, would you like to sign up for a credit? No. Absolutely.
Are you
fuck
serious?
I don't get it. And my dad kept saying, I don't get it because whenever it happens with a credit card, you immediately file it as fraudulent. Yeah, because it's their money. But at such point,
and
it's my money. They don't give a
yeah.
fuck.
And it,
so thank
although,
you, Bank of America.
they're the best. So even though I live at Bank of America, I'm holding Hallie's money hostage. Never mind the fact that she's my best friend.
She's
I'm
trying not
on
to
that
let me get
tonight.
Some NyQuil, and I need that shit.
Right? I don't give a fuck about your cold. Okay.
So anyway, right, the Royals won the World Series, and awful things happened.
But it's all okay because the Royals won the World Series.
And I'm going to a parade tomorrow.
Okay. So, let's see. I guess next on the list, before we start saying like all kinds of crazy things and being all gossipy and maybe a little bit negative, we're going to talk about something that we do every year. And this is the third year that we've done it and we do it all together. And, you know, even though we like to make fun of Janelle and, you know, crack jokes and all this, I really thought that you had a call and you were asking me to fucking hold on.
No. Because somebody just tweeted hashtag boycott Bank of America for Hallie.
I'm moving the fuck out, okay? I'm going full time at Walmart. Fuck this place. Okay.
Okay, so talk about good things.
Sorry. Back to the good thing, and then we're going to go back to being mean again. Okay. So every year, even though all of us get together and we talk shit together and have a great time on Twitter and it's all fun and mean things, we can all be I mean, literally, some of you aren't. Hallie's not. I am. But most of us have a little bit of a bitchy side, and it comes out on Twitter. And sometimes we're not a whole lot of nice. But for, like, about the next 6 weeks, we always come together, and we always do such a great job. So we're going to do the Angel Program again. And we've put up the links on our website, so you can go to therealteenmomtalk.com. And at the top of the page, on the right-hand side, you'll see where it says Angel Program 2015. So there's two options there. There's an option to become an angel and adopt a child in need. There's also an option to put your children in the program so that they can receive presents. And we're asking that you only do this if you're actually in need of presents. We're not policing the situation. We don't do that. But we would like for you only to put your children in the program if you're actually in need, if they're actually going to do without on Christmas, then please sign them up. And as a community together, we'll take care of it. So if you would take a moment, we're going to post it on our Twitter. We've already got the link up a few times on there, but you'll see Kermit the Frog, and you can click on that link that goes with that, and it'll take you to the website where you can, again, either adopt a child or put your children – that's so funny. It sounds so funny. Put your children up for adoption or adopt a child right there on our website. No problem. So we usually there's an option on there. You can pick one child, two children, three children, whatever you feel comfortable with. If you're able to adopt more than one child, that's awesome. We do have some families that have, like, three kids that are in the program. And we always try to put kids that are from the same family with one angel group. So, like, if you have a friend and the two of you can go together and adopt somebody that has three kids, then the two of you can buy for those three kids, and those three kids get taken care of pretty equally instead of us splitting those three kids up, and then maybe somebody can go all out for a kid, and then somebody, you know, what we really suggest is, like, a book, some hot chocolate, and some PJs, and then that way they, you know, they've got something, and a toy. I'm sorry, I forgot the toy. A toy, a book, some hot chocolate, and some PJs. That way they get time with their parent. They can read the night before Christmas, because that's the stuff that they're really going to remember versus whatever gifts they got that year. So it gives them a little bit of time with that parent, and it also, you know, the next morning they get the toy, whatever, whatever. So please, if you can, go to the website, sign up to adopt a child, and then we're going to match you with somebody who has the same amount of children that you asked for. Again, one, two, three, whatever. So if you guys would, we would certainly appreciate that. And then again, if you if your children are in need, or if you have friends that their children are in need, we just try to come together and do a little good for all the shit that we talk. You know what I mean? So the first year, we helped over 200 families together. Last year, we all adopted a super aircraft carrier. I think it's actually called an aircraft super carrier, the USS Carl Vinson, and we hooked them up for Christmas with lots of stuff for the seamen. And that sounds so weird. I hate saying that. Let's call them service members, not seamen and women. Anyhow, so for the last 2 years, we've really done a great job of coming together. So we would really appreciate it if we could all do that again. And thank you very much. So now that we've said nice things, we can say more mean things.
I keep having to mute myself because I'm coughing.
I usually do that whenever you're talking because I laugh too much. And then I'm thinking that people are going to hear me laughing instead of hearing what you're saying. Okay, so you want to run down your segment on costumes, ma'am?
Oh, shit.
Are you ready for that? If not, we can do something else.
No, not ready.
Okay. Did you guys see the selfie that Amber posted the other night? So, of course, it's ridiculously filtered, but she looks really good, and she looks really good blonde. So we were kind of surprised. Not surprised because she looks good, but surprised to see her blonde and, I don't know, just the whole thing. I was like, whoa, check Amber out. So she does. She looks really good, and I was surprised. And Hold on. I'm scrolling through Twitter while I'm talking, and it never goes well when I do that. Blue Jean Harlow says Bank of America should sponsor Smarty since she lives there, and Hallie sounds drunk as fuck because her account was fucked up. I don't know why people think that Hallie sounds drunk. If you heard drunk Hallie, oh my God, you would laugh so hard. Drunk Hallie is the best.
I'm not drunk, I'm just sick.
Yeah, she's sick. She can't breathe. But drunk Hallie is the best. She says the funniest shit. Okay, so again, scrolling. If you guys have any questions, you can tweet them. You can press 1 if you have questions or comments. And, yeah, the queue only has a few more people left. So if you're listening online and you want to hop on to the call line, you'll have an extra chance to win later. So the call number is 646-721-9689. Okay, and then we have two callers that just popped up at the very same time. I'm going to leave this one caller on hold that's been on hold for a while because I'm saving them for a little later. And then we have somebody that is – we'll take the blocked caller first. Blocked caller, you're live on the Real Teen Mom Talk. What's your name and where are you from?
Hey, good evening, ladies. How's it going?
It's going swimmingly. Who are we speaking with?
You're speaking with the goat.
Yes, I love the goat. Hi, goat.
Hi, you guys. So, the one thing, I love your angel program, but do you have a way that somebody could donate anonymously? In other words, if somebody necessarily doesn't want to sponsor a family or whatever, they could donate money to somebody that would?
No, we don't, but we could put you together with somebody that, because we know basically everybody that that sticks within our group, you know, I can look at people that you talk to and look at who's wanted to be an angel or whatever, and then put you together with somebody as like a little group, and they can buy gifts and send them from the two of you.
Oh, cool. Cool. That sounds great. So what do you think about the vacation?
You know, I'm just sitting there wondering, like, at first I was like, why, like, where is this guy's head that he's okay with doing something that the other guy already did, right? But then I started thinking about it, and I was like, this is the same guy that sat in a jail cell with Cortland for months on end and talked about Janelle. And so it's like he doesn't care who's been there, done that, what they've done. He is just along for the ride.
And parasitic is probably a good term for Uncle Petro.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, because he sat there in jail having absolutely nothing and listening to Cortland tell him everything that he and Janelle had together. So, you know, when somebody is of the caliber of person who really doesn't have the aspiration to go out and do something for themselves, the easiest thing that he could do is latch on to someone who, you know, has it already kind of going on for herself, and he can go latch on to her. She's already a bum. She'll be okay with him being a bum because the last two guys didn't have to have a job. So, I mean, that sounds great if you're just like a prison junkie, right?
Well,
someone
what's
said
his problem?
Noticing Thomas.
He's got the hell, well, how many kids is I
well,
mean, is there any truth to the rumor that that he does have a bun in the oven going right now?
Well, see, the girl, I was looking at that probably for, I don't know, 30 minutes or so in the last hour. And the girl who is supposedly pregnant is claiming that she is not pregnant and that it's not true. So I really don't know how that works. But if the girl is saying that she's not pregnant, then she's likely not pregnant. But where did he get the idea that she was pregnant to begin with? I mean,
yeah.
I don't think that she would allow him to run around telling people that she was pregnant if he hadn't, you know, if he didn't get that idea from her. Maybe that was her ploy to keep him from going to Janelle was by saying, hey, I'm pregnant, you know, don't go over there with this whore. You need to stay with me. And then when he didn't, she tells everybody, I don't know what he's talking about. I'm not pregnant. But that's completely speculation. I'm not sure.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, as it stands right now, Kaiser's got a nanny in the daytime who is a stripper at night at an all-nude gentleman's club. And then she comes home, probably gets a couple of hours sleep before she has to get up with Kaiser. So I think she was probably in the household, you know, her, Dave, and Janelle. Tori was probably the one that was most responsible for Kaiser to begin with. But then at the time that she's at the strip club until, you know, 3-4 in the morning and doesn't get home and get to bed until 5 or 6, how capable is she really of watching Kaiser for the rest of the day?
Really not at all.
No. So, I mean, it really is sad for those kids. It is.
Well, and the other thing, Jace is old enough now. The problem is he's a problem to be around because he's smart enough to see exactly what's going on around there. And he's a direct pipeline straight to Babs.
Absolutely. And she's the only one that can keep him under control. So the only reason that he's ever under control at Janelle's house is if she's shoving something in his face, a toy to play with, video games, whatever. And then, of course, he goes back to Babs' house and, you know, has to have that 1 or 2 days where he acts up because he's been with Janelle for a couple of days. And I'm sure that it's the same headache that a lot of single mothers go through or single fathers when they send the kid back to their, you know, ex or whatever. But Jace knows who the parent figure is. He may call Janelle mom because she demands that, but he knows that Babs is the one that is laying down the law and the one that he actually has to listen to.
Ultimately, thank God for her. Thank God. Well, I have to get moving, ladies, but certainly to all the Hatters, guys, keep it up, keep it going. We're rolling. A lot of the problems that we had, they're all gone. And we'll talk next time. Be good.
All right. Thanks, Goat.
Bye now.
That guy is so cool. He's so funny. If you guys don't follow him. What?
Do the Hatters have problems?
I don't know. If they do, I don't know. I'm not the problem. That's all I know.
We're so removed.
Okay, so while we have them here, we're going to go ahead and take this one. So 641, you're live on the Real Teen Mom Talk. What's your name and where are you from?
Hey, guys. It's Nicole from Iowa.
Hey, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Hey, guys. So I was just wondering, I was going to ask about the whole situation with the pregnant girlfriend, but that's cleared up now. What is going on with this trip that Nathan and Jessica took to Ohio? I am completely out of the loop on that.
It actually wasn't Ohio. They went to visit her family near Boston. And so Kaiser was along for the trip. Janelle was throwing a fit about a haircut that never actually happened. It really wasn't a whole lot to speak of. And I don't think that Nathan actually left the state without her knowing that he was going out of town. Because, I mean, we all know what kind of drama queen she is. And imagine what would have happened had he given her a reason, you know?
Right, I still can't believe she still has him.
The only thing that she really was pissed about was the picture where she said that Nathan had been cropped out and it was Jessica and her friends and they were downtown in Boston. And Janelle was pissed about it because she wanted to know where Kaiser was when the picture was taken. So I am under the assumption that she actually knew that Kaiser was going out of town with them and didn't care because that leaves her alone time with her Uncle Dave.
But he's totally creepy, this Uncle Dave character.
Oh, yes. So gross.
And then
he's the creepy uncle that you don't want to babysit.
No kidding. He's the creepy uncle that, like, wants to kiss you instead of give you a hug. Like, get the fuck out of here. And then after the Halloween pictures were posted, like, he was already just disgusting to me because he looks like he puts, like, a ton of gel in his hair, like, circa 1992, maybe even, like, kicking it with Donnie Wahlberg back in the day or something. But, like, his hair looks crunchy as fuck. So I really, like, I couldn't even do it. Like, ugh. And then his cheeks are really big. And then whenever he had eyeliner on, I was like, uh-uh. Because he looked way too comfortable.
He's always looking, like, super, super, super sketchy. Like, skeevy, like, drunk or on some sort of drugs. It makes me wonder,
he's
you
the
know,
guy,
like,
if his ass was standing outside the 7-Eleven, you would hold your purse a little tighter.
Lock your doors.
Like, he's creepy, okay? He is creepy.
How did this all, do you guys know, I'm sure, how did this all start with him? How did she meet him?
Well, from what I have heard, he approached her, and it was after he had gotten out of jail. And then she tried to claim that Nathan and Dave, Uncle Dave, were in the same pod. But they weren't in the same pod. They were in the same freaking cell. So they were hanging out together on a daily basis. Of course,
Cortland,
bless his heart, Cortland talked about Janelle all the fucking time. So imagine if you were locked up in a cell with him and he had no access to a phone, social networks, or anybody else to fucking talk to, what would you be hearing? You know what I mean?
I don't think I could handle that.
I wouldn't have made it out of the jail. I would have been on suicide. Like, you have got to put me in a padded cell and get me the fuck out of here because I cannot do it.
Let's make some arrangements, like Sons of Anarchy style. Let's get somebody to take this guy out.
I don't know. Maybe he should stay around. I'm hoping she still has the sheet, and he looks like he knows how to use one.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm just waiting for that downfall. Eventually it's going to come.
Oh, you know it's coming. Because the caliber of guy that he is, he has a very extensive criminal background. And so the kind of guy that he is, he's no stranger to, like, okay, there's two types of people in this world. There are people that are like, oh, that's illegal, and I'm not going to do that because I don't like jail. And then there are the other people that are like, bitch, I've been to jail before. So he falls into that category of, I've been to jail before, and I don't give a fuck. So I really, if it comes down to it and she goes Janelle crazy on his ass and starts hitting him like she has the other guys in the past, I don't know what he's going to do.
So let her back. I can't wait. I'm waiting.
I mean, I'm just wondering if it's going to be where maybe she ends up actually going to jail too, or if it's just going to be another story where the guy ends up taking the fall for it and she moves on to the next one. She is definitely a Black Widow.
Oh, come on. Yeah. And that's like it's a habitual pattern every single time. They go to jail, she gets a new guy. They go to jail, she gets a new guy. I mean, you can't escape it.
No, you can't. And I haven't been able to it has been inconclusive. I have not been able to prove that the arm that's in the pictures is his, but I'm almost positive that back when she was trying to make Nathan jealous, that that's who she was using as her little prop. So
right.
he's been in the background receiving the benefits for quite a while. So the only thing that Janelle knows how to do as far as a relationship is concerned is spend money, move him into the house, pay for everything. Now, as far as, like, communicating, building a relationship, shit like that, that bitch has no fucking idea. But when it comes to, you know, being a sugar mama, she's got that down. But she just doesn't understand that there's more to a relationship than that, and that no matter how much money you buy, I mean, no matter how much shit you buy, eventually they're still going to get tired of the fact that you are a piece of shit human being.
Yeah, I don't know if I would call the blue waffle a benefit, Marty. I just don't think those really coincide.
What?
her blue waffle, her nasty ugh, that we've all seen one too many times.
I've never heard that.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Don't Google it.
Oh, God. I won't. Believe me, I won't.
Anyway, I thank you guys so much for doing a show. I feel like I've been so out of the loop on the Janelle crazy train. I'm a mom. Heaven help me. I have an actual life where I actually parent. So thank you guys for doing the catch-up show. And I can't wait to know what you have in store for us.
You're one of those people that has 10 minutes to shower, if you're lucky. You don't get to sit in the bathtub and smoke your bong all day.
Fuck no. And not even in silence. Like, I'm lucky if the shower curtain isn't pulled back at least 3 times.
Nice. Well, high five.
Anyway, thank you, ladies.
Being an actual parent.
What can I say? Oh, one more last thing. Holler.
Holler.
Can you please mute me back up? Thank you, lady.
See, the mute always catches me. I was muting her and then the end of it. Sorry.
Okay. So, let's see. Hallie, are you ready for your part yet?
There's not really anything. Somebody wants to know about Tori being a stripper, though, because you mentioned it and didn't go into it.
Oh, Tori's a stripper.
Oh, where at?
At some, of course, some backwoods club in North Carolina. I say that because it's an all-nude club. And 9 times out of 10, if it's an all-nude club, that means whoever owns it couldn't qualify for a liquor license. So all-nude and BYOB go hand-in-hand. So it's probably, like, the bottom-of-the-bucket type place.
Own?
Yeah. Like, they allow people in that are 18 and up. You bring your own alcohol, and it's all-nude. Like, I am not down for it. Like, I do not need to see butthole. Get out of here with that.
I've literally never heard of a place where you bring your own alcohol in.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys, I need to know if that's weird or if that's, like, normal. Everybody does that or if that's, like, a southern thing.
The only place I know of that you do that is the NASCAR track.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys don't have restaurants there where you do it either?
No.
Really? That's interesting.
Somebody said we got them clubs in Dallas.
Who is that? No, okay. Can't Deal with Stupid says that they met on Tinder. No, the fuck they didn't. I don't care what she says. She can lie all damn day. They did not meet on Tinder. He came knocking on the flaps, and she answered because he heard all the stories, knew that she'd spend the money, knew that she was into dope and all that other shit. He knew what the fuck time it was, and he came running. There was no Tinder swiping going on. Okay. False advertising. What? Really?
Can you explain what's going on with Janelle right now?
Yeah, okay. So Janelle's saying some bullshit. She's so fucking dumb, dude. She's dumb. Okay, so we're having a contest, and if you guys haven't entered, you can go to the Real Teen Mom Talk Twitter, and that's at Real Teen Mom Talk. And you can enter the contest. And basically, let me just tell you what it says. I put a picture of Babs, and it says, Babs is fed up. She needs your help. She's decided to write a tell-all book and needs you to come up with a title. And so the tweet says, help Babs and you could win. Use the hashtag BabsTellAll to enter. Winner will be announced on TRTMT. I don't understand how this bitch actually looked at this tweet and thought, I really need to tell people that my mom is not letting the Real Teen Mom Talk name her book. Who the fuck would think that that's actually what's going on? Get your head out of your ass. And then somebody else said something that was even better, and I was like, you know what? That's true. somebody said she must be having a fabulous time in St. Thomas if with her Uncle Dave, if she's on Twitter worried about everything that's going on. So, no, you guys, just like every other time that we've had a contest, we named Janelle's book before, too, and she didn't feel the need to go on and tell everybody, that's not my real book, or whatever. So, if you would like to be part of the contest, we will be giving away the prize at the end of the show, and it's an awesome prize. So you can go on the Real Teen Mom Talk Twitter and use the hashtag FabsTellAll, and then you can be entered to win the contest. We're going to read some of them later on at the end of the show. We're going to pick a winner, and Babs is going to come on and tell you who won. Now, disclaimer, asterisk. It's not the real Babs, people. It's the Instagram Babs, all right? So just so you know, before she comes on, I'm not trying to pull the wool over anyone's eyes or make you think that this is the real Babs. We've done this many times before. It's really not that big a deal, but Janelle thinks it is. So, and then, so you guys can follow her on Instagram. She's at Babs Evans to Graham, okay? So you can find her on my timeline. I retweet her a lot, and she's crazy funny. So she'll be on the show later on tonight to announce the winner of Babs' fake tell-all book. So while Janelle is in St. Thomas pretending to have a fabulous vacation, she's actually worried about what the fuck we're doing right now. Crazy bitch. Okay. So that's what's happening with that. Now, and we already answered the Tory stripper question, but we were kind of in the middle of talking about how she Hallie was a little surprised at the BYOB club. Who said that they have them in Dallas?
Huh?
Who said that they have them in Dallas? Who was that?
My mentions are all screwed up. Hold
on. I know. So,
it's
Sandra wants to know. Who?
It's in your mentions, too.
There's just so many of them. Just so you know, after the show, Hallie and I kind of, like, veg out and don't read all these mentions because they come in, like, so many at a time, and we love them, and we will read them, but after talking for 2 hours straight, we're kind of just like, ugh, I'm done. So, anyway, Cassandra wants to know, she says, I'm confused, is Janelle still living with Tori? And is Uncle Dave living there too? Yes and yes. The agreement is that Janelle and Tori got this place together and that Janelle pays the living expenses and throws Tori a little extra cash on top of it in order for Tori to be the nanny. All right, but Tori wouldn't be showing her brown eye at night if Janelle was giving her enough money on the side for her not to take her clothes off. So I totally don't understand that. But yeah, so Tori's, there are rumors that she's a cocktail waitress, but let me just tell you this. A cocktail waitress becomes a stripper, just like a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, just like you get a permit and then you go a little while later and get a driver's license. Even if Tori is a cocktail waitress, which I don't believe, she will eventually end up to be a stripper. That's just how the fuck it works. Now, I've already told you this, and let me see. Let me scroll up for the questions, and then we'll go on to a game. We are going to play a game. Let's see. Okay, I see it. Casey Hatter. We got them clubs in Dallas. So you're probably talking about the one that's owned by the old man. He's like a guitar player for some band when we were like little kids or something, maybe even when our parents were old, I mean young. And I forget what it's called, but he's like some kind of famous or whatever. And then there's these other ones called Ecstasy. But like all of the ones where you can take your own alcohol are like really sketchy. Like, yeah, they're not cool. Yeah, see, most people are saying that they have BYOBs. You probably have BYOBs by you, too, Hallie. You probably just don't frequent
those type of
places. No, we
don't. Somebody in Minnesota said they don't have any.
Well,
we don't
maybe
do
you don't.
Here. That's weird.
2 fives for Kayla Marie. Kayla says, isn't false advertising the summation of her Instagram account? It really is, though. And I'm going to pretend that she didn't say something about the press-on hair. Did you see that, Hallie? Press-on hair?
What is press-on hair?
I don't know, but if it's anything like press-on nails, that shit's going to fall the fuck out.
Somebody asked about the video of Jadon Torrey on Halloween. I want to talk about the Energizer Bunny video.
But whenever I see the Halloween video, the only thing that I can think of is that I don't even know who sings the song, but they're like, somebody come get her. She's dancing like a stripper. And the Energizer Bunny one. No, Tori was dancing like a stripper. Janelle was just standing there all kind of fucking wigged out and shit. She's weird.
Uh-huh.
She's really weird.
The Energizer Bunny one. Where she's on Uncle Dave's lap and Tori's filming it.
Uh-huh.
That one fucked me up a little bit. Why?
Okay. I don't know why she would... I don't know why Tori is sitting there on the couch next to that shit going on. I don't know why Janelle is doing it with Tori sitting next to them on the couch. There's so much about the situation that I just don't fucking understand. And it might be because I'm not like an industrial size fucking trash bag. Maybe that's why I don't get it. Jeez. Okay. Okay, so which thing do you want to do first? The game or the giveaway?
Okay.
I knew your ass was going to say that. Okay. So let's play a game first. So you're going to have a chance to win while we're playing the game. So for those of you that are on the call-in line now, you're going to have a chance to win. So you can... whenever you're ready to participate, you can press 1. And everyone who participates, you're going to have to tell us your Twitter name. And randomly from the ones who participate, we're going to pick a winner. And then the second winner is going to be for the Babs tell-all thing. So we're going to have 2 winners, 2 prizes. Okay? Okay. So the game that we're going to play is the nanny game. We played this a long time ago, but we're going to play it again. So... you're going to call in and you're going to tell us, like, what, how does it go? How do you explain it better than I do?
Well, the last time we did it, you said, hello, you've reached the nanny service. And then you tell them what nanny they get and they tell you if they want them or not.
They got to tell us about their kids and then we give them a nanny.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Okay. Okay, so everybody who calls in, for us to give you a teen mom nanny, then you're going to be entered. So whenever you're ready, you may press 1, and we will assign you a nanny after you tell us about your badass children. Hashtag, I don't have kids. Hallie doesn't either, but I'm really proud of the fact that I don't have any kids. I'm glad for all of you people who procreate and make these children so that I don't have to, but yeah. Let me see. I don't understand this question. There's a question, but I don't understand the question, so I'm not going to read it because it doesn't make sense. And you already asked that one, so we're good there. Ew, Jazz, that picture of Janelle is disgusting. Okay, so press 1 to do the nanny game. And I'm still scrolling. Don't forget about the promo. She tried to use the same card. What was it that she was hiding the scar on her chin with? When she fell in the street and she busted her face, so that's what she said, like, the street was flooded from the hurricane and I fell and busted my face. But really what had happened was she got her ass whooped because her and Tori were talking shit to the wrong people.
And so she got her ass whooped and she had her chin all busted up. And so, you know, she does those promos for that creepy Johnny whatever guy, Johnny Donovan or whatever his name is. So he hooks her up with these promo jobs and she has to pose with the products that he sends her, right? So I think it was some detox tea or some shit, but she was holding it up like in front of her chin so that you couldn't see that her chin was all busted and she had a whole bunch of fucking stitches. It was embarrassing. But I guess it's not if your name is Janelle Evans. Jax wants to know, have you guys seen, oh, not Jax, my bad. Violet Denise wants to know, Jax is the dog. Violet Denise wants to know, have you guys seen this alleged breakup video that Josh keeps referring to, and do you think it exists? One, we have not. And two, I'll answer for myself, I do not. I don't think it exists because anything that gets sold to Radar is usually put out, like, pretty quickly and usually, like, early on a Wednesday morning. And there's been a Wednesday morning since then. And it doesn't, like, unless it's really big, they don't hold it. So, I don't think so. And he did delete all the tweets about it. So, at first, that kind of made me think, maybe he did sell it and they don't want him to, you know, have all this stuff up there, but he didn't have any of the content. So basically it would have just alluded to their story and it would have made people want to go click on their story. So I don't see why they would have made him delete any of it. And I kind of just
He deletes all his tweets.
He does. And that's so weird.
I don't think there is one because at first there was a video and then there was just audio.
Yeah.
How that happened?
Yeah, I'm not down for that. Okay. So, let's see. I need to switch over. I don't think that, I'm sorry, I'm talking to myself while I'm looking at tweets. I just don't think that it exists because I think that it would have already been out by now. He would have given more information about what was in it or whatever. Like, I'm not saying that I don't think any video exists at all. I'm just saying, like, I don't think that it's anything that anybody should be particularly concerned about. Because
right.
if there was any, yeah, if there was anything to it, he would have made reference to it. They would have already put it out by now. It's just, there's so much that adds up to Josh is full of shit and looking for attention again.
And it's weird, though, because he's so back and forth. Remember when he and Janelle were trying to pretend that they had slept together?
Yes.
It's weird.
And that,
there's something
that
weird,
is weird
there.
It's very strange.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Oh, nice. I'm Here to Watch says, we need to at least give Uncle Dave props for not trying to put on a front like Nate did. He seems to bask in loser glory. Yes, he's a loser and he fucking knows it and he doesn't care and he's just there until, like, literally the money runs out. Let's see. Aaron
but
says,
why is his name Uncle
y'all.
Dave?
Uncle creepy ass Dave. We've missed you too, Aaron. Let's see. What is this? Ew. Ew. You guys. Ew. I'm not even reading that. It was about Tori and stripping and something that she might. No. No. Okay. So let's read some Babs tell-alls.
Okay. They're pretty good.
Yeah. I was pretty surprised with the quality. You guys are pretty good.
You were surprised? Okay. No.
With the quality?
Please, remember the Yes, remember the hashtag things Janelle ruined? These people are great.
Yeah. And then
creativity
every day the snarky ass
through their brains.
Yeah. They're pretty great. Okay, Babs. if you're with us, we I'm about to text you the winner, and then that way you can press one and you can tell us about the winner. And I'm going to forego the nanny game because my ass has to go. Hold on.
Because what?
I have to go. Carl is being all kinds of an asshole. Hold on. I'm trying to send Karma the winner while I read some of the entries, and then we're going to have Karma tell us who the winner is. Okay.
I can read some of them.
Yeah. Do that.
Okay. Let me hashtag it. Hold on. Because I think a lot of them went to just the hashtag.
Yeah, that's why I wanted the hashtag, because last time they got carried away and just kept repeating and repeating. Some of them were so freaking funny.
Okay. I didn't stick a needle in her arm.
Jesus.
Always bitter in the tub shitter. My hell of Janelle and how I kept her son safe. Arby's
Jesus.
Not all of them. I feel like Karma should read these.
You want her to
maybe
read
them? Kipa wasn't so bad after all.
Looking back,
Lord of Lies, that was Karma's. We'll have to have her say that.
She's with us now. Hey, Babs. Babs, dear.
The girl with the yellow tattoo?
YOLO. I thought you said yellow. I was like, what?
YOLO. I saw somebody said, duh, dude. That's funny.
Okay, I have her unmuted, but she's not saying anything.
Oh, my God, I've been on mute this whole time. I was so confused. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
See, just so everyone knows, she is a real person. She's regular right now, and in a second, she'll just be bad. That's how it works.
Well, Janelle.
Oh, my God. Okay, Hallie.
I'm so happy with the winner, by the way.
It's so much more effective when you use your regular voice first and then you switch over. It's even better.
This is my regular voice.
Sorry, I forgot.
This is how I talk.
Sorry, I forgot.
My bad.
Congrats, Hallie, on the Royals.
Thanks.
You should make her some Doughboys.
You know what? I should. Because you know what? The Red Sox won a few years ago, and I know what it's like to, you know, break that streak. And it's so much, the parades is so much fun. So have so much fun tomorrow.
I'm kind of nervous because I get really bad anxiety around a bunch of people, but I'm just going to deal with it.
Yep. You just got to pace yourself, stay with your friends. It's going to be
yeah,
so fun. I'm so excited
I'll
for you.
Win. Thanks. What are we doing now? Sorry about it.
Are you done reading them and you're ready for her to announce the winner
yeah.
or no? Okay.
Yeah,
we're ready.
Okay, I should go?
You should go.
Okay. So the winner is one of my favorite accounts on the Twitter. And it's from Dab's Mistake. And the book title is Confessions Behind the Deli Counter, My Little Bitch of a Daughter. Tell all. Hashtag tell all.
Nice.
Honestly,
I had
that's
to
probably one of
you
the
get on that
out there. So congrats, Fab Mistake. You are the winner.
Yay.
What does Babs think about Uncle Dave?
Babs has the same exact thoughts that Smarty has about Uncle Dave. He's the creepiest, like, creepiest greaseball of all time. Honestly, like, we all thought Nathan was bad. I think he's going to be up there. He's already got, like, the rap sheet. It's just going to keep going.
He's not on Twitter, right?
Since you said that, not yet.
Can someone let me know, is the ex-girlfriend pregnant?
She posted on Instagram
saying she's not.
So why is she saying on Instagram that she is? This is how things get confused.
See?
So I don't know. The story had to have originated with her. And I tend to think that she told her Uncle Dave that she was pregnant so that he would
her
go to
Uncle
Janelle.
Dave.
I do that. So I think that she told him that she was pregnant so that he wouldn't continue to mess around with Janelle and then end up, you know, going with her. So she tried to keep him, and he didn't stay. And so now she's like, I don't know why you're saying that. I'm not pregnant with your baby.
That's just
my take on it. I don't know. But I don't know why she's changing the story. I don't know.
Hey, I mean, all is possible in this world. Nothing surprises me anymore.
Not from that group.
Nope. No surprises there.
Well, thank you for joining us, Babs.
Thanks, guys. Have a good
night.
Tell
them where they
Congrats
can follow
Sally.
You
Have
on the
fun
Instagram.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Tell everyone where they can follow you.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram at babsevinstagram.com. She's the best.
Go follow her. It'll be fun. Okay, thank
Bye,
you.
Guys.
Okay, guys. So I'm going to go take this giant puppy to the bathroom because he's fussing at me. And we'll do a giveaway on Twitter instead of on the show. So, that's what we're going to do. That'll work, right? Right? I really don't think that you care as long as we give some shit away. Okay. So, again, congratulations to Babs Mistake. You are the winner. And when you receive your prize, you can take a picture of it and post it on the Twitter. So.
And sign up for Angels.
Yes. And please go to the website, therealteenmomtalk.com. On the right-hand side of the top, it says Angel Program 2015. Sign up to adopt a child and be nice because you're bitches all the fucking time. Okay. So.
So out of practice.
I know, right?
We're not good at this anymore.
Yeah. I think we're done with this. We're about to retire. Bye. All right. You guys have a good night. We had fun. Holler.
Bye.